Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckabee.
Today, John, Iran carried out, or says it carried out, a major missile test, which it says, the state press is reporting, is intended as a warning to any country thinking of attacking it. They claim the most powerful missile had a range capable of hitting Israel. And the testing comes as tensions continue to rise over the Iranian nuclear program. And joining us right now is John Lyne from the BBC, currently in Tehran. And very interesting timing, John, this coming right after the Group of Eight leaders urged Iran to suspend their uranium enrichment program. What do you make of this?
Well, I think the timing really is more related to what's been going on in Israel. We've seen a major Israeli military exercise recently, clearly intended as a rehearsal for attacking Iran. We've heard one Israeli minister saying he believes an attack is inevitable, and this has clearly excited the Iranians, who want to make quite clear that if they get attacked, they will respond. We've had a whole series of threats from Iran in recent days. For example, they've said that the first target for any retaliation would be Tel Aviv and U.S. interests in the Gulf. And now they are showing us what they can do by doing this exercise, launching 9 missiles seen here on Iranian TV, ranging from the shortest range to the longest range, being a range of at least 1,200 miles, which would easily hit Israel.
And John, did the world learn something new about Tehran's military capability?
Well, they're saying this is an adapted version of the Shahab-3 missile, one of their longest-range missiles. But I don't think the story here really is anything about any great leaps forward in Iranian military capacity. The point is an expression of Iran's intention, very, very clear intention. Nothing subtle about this whatsoever. They're trying to say, you hit us, we'll hit you back.
John, were these fired from multiple bases or all from the same location, which would, of course, give Israel interesting intelligence as to where they might preemptively strike?
So far as we could see, it looked a similar location. The pictures on television showed, well, not all of the missiles. According to the state TV, the launches were simultaneous. What we saw was a mixture. One rocket, presumably the longest range one, being fired independently. And then we saw 3 separate, what looked like shorter range missiles being fired again from launchers that appeared to be coming out from the underground. And then also a truck-mounted launch. This is all in the context of a major exercise the Revolutionary Guards are carrying out. It's one of a series of annual exercises, but clearly one with a big message, this time being carried out down near the Straits of Hormuz, the key location which, again, Iran has said it will shut down. It'll close the Straits of Hormuz, through which a large proportion of the world's oil supplies go if Iran is attacked.
And how did the Israelis publicly respond?
Well, Israel has responded by basically condemning the attack and saying they won't be deterred from whatever action is necessary.
Israel's response seemed more measured than the response from the U.S., much sharper, asking Iran to refrain from further testing quickly.
That's right. We heard that from the White House spokesman. Nothing openly yet from President Bush yet. I think the danger here really is of a cliche war of words, but an escalation in the rhetoric, which could actually have real consequences, because there are possible negotiations going on at the moment. There's a new package of measures, a diplomatic initiative from
John
the West,
Lyne,
which Iran is considering.
We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you. John Lyne, BBC correspondent.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.